From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State takes Palmyra. The insurgents overran the ancient Syrian city on Thursday. The takeover immediately threatens the 2,000-year-old UNESCO World Heritage Site with its priceless artifacts. There are so far no reports of any damage to the ruins there. U.S. President Barack Obama says he does not believe the United States is losing its fight with Islamic State insurgents. Battles continue between Islamic militias and Libya's army, particularly on the coast. Edward Duranian takes a look.
Islamic militiamen clashed with the Libyan army in the port city of Benghazi, killing up to a dozen soldiers in 2 days of fighting, according to Libyan TV. The Libya Herald reported that 35 soldiers were wounded in the clashes in the Leithi district of the city. The Libyan military, which began an effort to drive Islamic militants out of Benghazi just over a year ago, is loyal to the internationally recognized government in Tobruk. Military units under Army Commander Khalifa Haftar now control most of the city. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama has given Tunisia a new designation. Mr. Obama met Thursday at the White House with Tunisian President Elbaji Kaid Essebsi, He pledged a short-term U.S. aid for Tunisia to complete economic reforms.
In recognition of the importance that we place on the security and diplomatic relationship with Tunisia, I indicated to the President my intention to designate Tunisia as a major non-NATO ally of the United States.
President Obama, this is VOA News. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says both sides of the Ukrainian conflict have been violating the terms of the ceasefire agreement there. OSCE official Alexander Hug says parties in the conflict have continued fighting and have used weapons which should have been withdrawn. He spoke Thursday in Kiev. Speaking to the German parliament in Berlin Thursday, Chancellor Angela Merkel said it is unimaginable for Russia to participate in a meeting of the world's leading industrialized countries as long as it is involved in the conflict in Ukraine. Ms. Merkel said next month's Group of Seven meeting in Bavaria will not include Russia. Myanmar says it will work to protect members of the country's Rohingya minority that are risking their lives to flee poverty and persecution in the country. A spokesman says the government is committed to verifying the nationality of those in need of aid, as well as protecting and assisting Myanmar citizens. He adds that authorities will provide assistance and arrange repatriation to other people found in Myanmar. A new report finds healthcare workers in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia have been disproportionately infected by the deadly Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization report for the first time provides a comprehensive look at the devastating impact of the disease on the already scarce and fragile health workforce in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The WHO finds the Ebola virus has infected 815 healthcare workers since its onset in January 2014 through the end of March 2015, and that more than 50% are nurses and nurses' aides. It says two-thirds of those infected have died. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama's trade proposal scored a big victory Thursday when senators advanced a bill to facilitate approval of a 12-nation Pacific Rim free trade pact. The Senate barely cleared the procedural hurdle when it voted 62-38 to end the debate on trade promotion authority, which subjects negotiated agreements to simple majority votes in Congress with no amendments allowed. The procedural vote all but assures final Senate passage of TPA. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani Thursday announced his long-awaited nominee for the post of defense minister. Mr. Ghani chose Massoum Stanakzai for the office. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, has told the nation upcoming elections will take place in peace and insisted recent unrest in the capital, Bujumbura, is not representative of the rest of the country. He spoke on state television late Wednesday. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.